We are now learning the chapter entitled Kirvas Elokim, Closeness to Hashem. After all the levels we have worked on, the final level we'll discuss is creating an awareness within ourselves that Hashem is always close to us. Now this begins with first working on the Amuna, that Hashem is really everywhere, just as the song goes. And this is something that requires constant reminding and thought until it becomes a habit, a second nature, something that we automatically take note of. When we're in a room, we'll realize we're not alone. When we're walking in the street, Hashem is with us. And the challenge actually is when we're not alone, when there are other people with us, not to lose that awareness that Hashem is here with us. This is the first Ramah in Or HaChaim, as we've mentioned before, and something that we need to constantly repeat to ourselves, remind ourselves, and teach ourselves. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is always in front of us. Now, naturally, we won't feel Hashem's presence, and it's something we have to work to make ourselves aware of. The point we're working towards is that we can speak to Hashem in a direct manner, not as if He is not right here, where we would refer to Hashem as Him, but rather we would address Hashem directly, you, which is what we say in every bracha, Ata. But we are trying to really mean it, to feel it. This is what David HaMelech says in a parak we know so well. Gam ki elach b'geitz al maves, le'ira ra ki ati madi. Even when I'm in the most dangerous situation, both physically and spiritually, I won't fear evil because you are with me. This is the level we're working towards, and it's the purpose of everything we have worked towards in this Sefer. It requires time alone in thought. It's a product of gaining Ahavas Hashem, where Hashem has a makam kavua, permanent home in our hearts. This is referred to as min hamikdash layetzei. We never leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the place where the Shekhinah rests, which is our hearts. As it says, v'shechanti b'seichem, when we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah in our hearts, then we feel Him with us at all times. And the higher a person rises in this Avodas Hashem, the person will feel totally connected to Hashem, that to the point when you need to do something mundane, break your concentration from the spiritual world, it's as if you're going down for a few minutes to take care of something and on your way back up. It's sort of like taking a nap on Yom Kippur, temporary break from full devotion. Now, obviously this is a very, very high level, and perhaps it's higher than we can even think about going. But it's good to acknowledge that there is such a level, and there are people that have attained it. People like you and me. When we sit and learn, we would first acknowledge, whom are we learning with? The Gemara says that whenever we learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Yishayin Kenegda, Hashem sits across from us and learns with us. When we lie in bed, it's also a wonderful time to contemplate the presence of Hashem. And with effort and practice, it can become a second nature to feel Hashem's presence at all time and develop an amazing closeness to Him. So this concludes the chapter on Kirvas Elokim. The Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, Chelek Aleph, has three more pages, which we haven't learned, and they're titled Hiskalos Bo Yizborach, but largely it's a topic which is rooted in Kabbalah and the secrets of the Torah, and not so much appropriate for this form of Limud. So I will consider us complete here. Mazel Tov, we've just finished Chelek Aleph, the first volume of Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. Next week, Emir Tzashem will review what we have learned throughout the Sefer, and then, Emir Tzashem, we will begin a new Sefer. Have a good Shabbos.